Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3196 BN. Today's date is October 25th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Biden Warns Iran, Red Line, The People Control the House, Change is Coming. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. The threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. That is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight is an all-in-one tactical flashlight with self-defense capabilities that anyone can use. This tactical flashlight boasts an ultra-bright 800-lumen light bulb with powerful strobe light modes designed to blind attackers while stopping them in their tracks, allowing you time to flee to safety. On top of that, the Fighter Flare flashlight comes with life-saving tools for a variety of life or death scenarios, especially in an extended or life-threatening power outage, including a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting modes, and more. The best part I love is that the Fighter Flare flashlight is 66% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including express shipping, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement, and access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter. Get yours now by going to fighterflare.com. That is fighterflare.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it looks like they are losing control and the people are gaining control. Just look what happened with the Speaker of the House. First, we had McCarthy, who was still controlled, or part of the RINOs, controlled by the D's. He was put into place to do certain things and he failed. Then we had Matt Gaetz came in and said, you know something, you're not doing what you told us we were going to do, so we're removing you. Then the RINOs, the Uniparty, they tried to have secret ballots. They tried to push the person that they wanted in there, and that completely failed. And now the Patriots, they put their person into place, which means this small little tiny group was able to outmaneuver, outplay the RINOs, the D's, the Uniparty. And now we, the people, are in control. And think about it. Think about the investigation with Biden. Think about now as we move into 2024 with the economy completely breaking down, we're getting closer and closer to war. Now we have different individuals in position to push back on all of these things. Because normally, what do you think would happen if the Uniparty was in control? Well, they would allow the central bank digital currency. They would allow war to happen. And now we have the Patriots in place pushing back on all this. And look at this. A small group, they were able to outmaneuver the Uniparty. The Uniparty that's been in power for a very, very long time. It reminds me of the first revolution, where you had a small group of people that were leading the charge. Here we have a small group of people leading the charge. And now change is happening. Now, like we said just before, we're approaching war. Now, I know that Trump has continually told us that we are approaching war. He's very worried about the infiltration and what could happen inside the country than what might happen outside the country. But you could see the deep state players, they're trying to make their case that, oh, if Iran tries something, well, they're going to be crossing a red line. If they try something, well, the U.S. is going to have to respond. And Biden was already out there letting everyone know this. Actually, it reminds me of Obama when you go back in time, when we were in Syria, and he said, oh, if Assad tries something or Russia tries something, we're going to have to do something to them if they cross this red line. And it sounds like we're doing the same exact thing again, because this is how they start wars. And you could see that they're pushing the same exact tactic that they pushed back before Trump, because what do they want to do? They want to bring us to war. Now, Trump has been letting us know that we should be more afraid of what's in this country than out of our country. So that tells me that something might happen inside the country. I'm not saying that we might not have an incident outside the country, but I do believe something bad might happen inside the country that's going to wake up a lot of people. And when you really start to look at this, remember, all of this leads up to 2024. You might not think it does. You might say, how could this possibly lead up to 2024? I do believe Trump is in complete and utter control. I don't think he came into the situation where he wouldn't be in control. without knowing that he would win. And all he would need to do is win over the people a little bit at a time. Because remember, you just can't win over the entire population. And think about how he's doing this every step of the way. Yes, he's taking all the slings and arrows. Yes, he's taking every single hit. It might look bad at certain times, but think about the people now that are watching this. Look at the Black and Hispanic population. They saw him get indicted, and that resonated with them. Now look what's happening out in Israel. You see people taking sides. The liberal Jewish people, what are they seeing? They're seeing this play out, and you know what they're doing? They're waking up right now. They're saying, you know something? I don't like what's happening. I don't like all these people that I thought I was in line with. They're supporting terrorists right now. They're waking up. And I do believe the last two groups that are going to end up waking up is going to be the D's, who've been completely and utterly brainwashed. They were watching CNN, MSNBC, and the rest. Well, they're going to wake up during the trials and war. And the younger generation, they are definitely going to wake up, because once they see war happening, most of these individuals are not going to want to go out and fight. When they hear the word draft, well, I think they're going to run the other way, or they're going to be so scared saying, I'm not going out there. You can't make me unless I can bring my furry pet with me. Well, that's not going to be possible. So these people are going to back off, and these people are going to say, you know something, I'd rather have peace. I hate him. I don't like him. He's a mean person putting out mean tweets, but I'd rather have peace. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to side with Trump one way or another. And you can see it's already happening. First, it started out with those people that are awake. They knew right off the bat, they could see the Uniparty. They could see the rhinos. And they said, no, we want to go with Trump. Then as time went on, more and more people came to his side. And you could see that everything is changing now, because now we're going to the other side and bringing these people over a little bit at a time. And I do believe change is coming. Now, that doesn't mean that things are going to get pretty darn crazy as we go through 2024, because a lot of these people, they're going to have to be slapped in the face one way or another to really wake up. And I'm not talking about the far, far left. Those people probably will be lost. They're part of Antifa. They're part of another agenda. But hardworking Americans, they're going to be slapped in the face so hard that they're going to say, what's going on here? What's happening? Wait, we're going to war? Why are we going to war? Wait, the economy's crashing? I don't understand what's going on here. It's almost like what happened with Israel, with the liberal Jews. They all of a sudden started to wake up and go, you know something? I don't like what's going on here. Trump is saying, I'm with Israel. And what is Obama, or I should say Biden, what is he saying? He's saying something completely different. And actually, Obama's speech, he's letting you know that something is about to happen. We'll be discussing that a little bit later. But you could see change is coming. And I do believe with the new House Speaker, the timing was absolutely perfect to control everything as we go through 2024. And this is going to be very, very interesting. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the woke companies, because it looks like Bud Light, they're trying to get back into the position where the American people start purchasing their beer. And I don't know if this entire push is going to work. And they decided to become the sponsor of the UFC. Now, I don't know why the UFC decided to partner with Bud Light. They're saying, oh, we have the same core principles, but do they? I don't think so. And we'll have to see how the people react to this, because that will tell you everything you need to know. I think people are going to still say, you know something? We're still not purchasing this beer. And that will actually show the power of the people. But let's see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that everything that the Bidens have done with their criminal syndicate, and yes, they have a criminal syndicate and they're part of a bigger criminal syndicate, this is completely and utterly falling apart right now. America First Legal on X put this out, and this has to do with Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember, it was Russian disinformation until it wasn't Russian disinformation and it was really his laptop. Well, this is what they found. Explosive docs. New docs obtained from our lawsuit against DHS's Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, indicate the federal government immediately participated in an effort to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story the same day of the New York Post reporting. On October 22nd, 2020, 2 weeks before the election day, CISA officials reported on the laptop story. QAnon conspiracy theory explodes ahead of the election. Reports about what was purported to be Hunter Biden's computer hard drive have sparked renewed activity from Q and linked it to the 2016 Pizzagate conspiracy, which tells you that Pizzagate is real too. The Fifth Circuit recently found that leading up to the 2020 election, CISA likely violated the First Amendment because CISA was primarily the facilitator of the FBI's interaction with the social media platforms and worked in close coordination with the FBI to push the platforms to change their moderation policies to cover hack and leak content. Even though the FBI had already confirmed the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop by November 2019, and despite its close coordination with the FBI, CISA still reported the story as QAnon and Pizzagate conspiracy theory on October 22, 2020. Only a few days later, a group of 51 former intelligence officials had, at the behest of the Biden campaign, discredited the story as a laptop op that had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. Even if CISA was truly in the dark about Hunter Biden's laptop, the Atlantic Council, a private think tank, was somehow savvy enough to run a tabletop exercise in September 2020 to shape how social media would cover a potential hack and dump operation relating to Hunter Biden. Disturbingly, our litigation against CISA previously revealed that it also assisted with the pre-bunk efforts to stop disfavored ideas before they spread. Wow. And we can see that the truth is now coming out, and this is a major problem for the Biden crime family. And the other thing that we realize is that, yes, they have been money laundering. They have 20 shell companies. They've been dealing with many countries like Kazakhstan, China, and Trump mentioned Iran. Very interesting that we're now getting into a conflict with Iran at the same time that Trump said maybe he did business with Iran. But the other thing that we've come to find out, and Kenneth Coe the Great put this out on X, the FBI had over 40 confidential human sources involved in Biden family criminal investigation. The FBI's Washington field office shut down subpoenas, search warrants, and investigations into the Bidens, according to documents obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley. The revelations were laid out in a letter Grassley wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI Director Christopher Wray late Tuesday night, obtained by Fox News Digital. Based on the information provided to my office over a period of years by multiple credible whistleblowers, there appears to be an effort within the Justice Department and FBI to shut down investigative activity related to the Biden family, Grassley wrote in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI Director Christopher Wray. Such decisions point to significant political bias infecting the decision-making of not only the Attorney General and FBI Director, but also line agents and prosecutors. He added, our republic cannot survive such a political infection, and you have an obligation to this country to clear the air. So that's very interesting. We had the lower individuals in the FBI, Department of Justice. They were doing an investigation into Biden and everything else. And of course, what do you have? You have those leaders in those organizations shutting it all down. Remember, you don't need to infiltrate every single thing. All you need to do is infiltrate the top level. Once you have the top level and they're calling the shots, it's much easier to manipulate and control everything. Take this to on a wider scale. Think about what happened with COVID. Those top levels, the pharmaceutical companies, the head of the American Medical Association, the WHO, the CDC, the FDA, they controlled what people were seeing. Everyone below them, they were told, stay in line or else. So they controlled everything. And then once you give power to the social media companies, where the government was actually controlling the censoring, and you controlled what people were doing on social media companies, you can control everything. The same thing with the criminal syndicate. All you need is those higher-ups on the FBI, on CISA, in the Department of Justice. You need the fake news to do the same thing because the higher-ups are telling them what to do. So they're maintaining the wall so you don't know that anything is going on. You have the social media companies censor anyone or anything that comes out. And this is how you can control everything. You don't need to control all the people. You just need to control everyone from the top level. And we can see that this is now completely and utterly falling apart. Just like what happened with Obama's chef, that is completely falling apart. The Daily Mail put out an audio call showing that the Secret Service was involved. They made a call. It didn't seem like it was too frantic. The person seemed very, very calm. It didn't seem like, oh, you better hurry up or anything like that. But Tom Fitton put this out and said, following at Judicial Watch disclosures that Obama's chef death investigation involved the Secret Service, that Barack Obama was present at the emergency response scene, and that a Secret Service video exists of the victim and a companion entering the water. So it seems like the Obama story is completely and utterly falling apart, and this is getting worse and worse for them. And once again, did the chef know too much? Did he see too much? Starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, when he was in New Hampshire, he was at the rally, he giving a speech, and he said something that was very interesting about Biden taking him behind the barn and beating him up and breaking his plastic nose and having it fall over, you know, onto the floor. Well, it seems that that's very odd to say when you're fighting someone. Why would Biden have a plastic nose? So we can say, well, is he talking about that he's wearing a mask and the mask is coming off? Or is the person that's pretending to be Biden sometimes not really Biden and he's wearing prosthetics? And if you hit him too hard, they break. I mean, look what happened to his chin. You saw that his chin looked very, very odd. And actually, when you look at the pictures of Biden, you look at his ears, you can see that part of his ear goes directly down and the other one curls up. So that's very interesting in itself. But just take a listen to what Trump said.
If I ever did that, problems. And then remember when Biden, I'd like to take him to the back of the barn. I dream of that. You know what I do with him? Oh, I dream of it. I'd hit him right in that fake nose. That fake nose. They'd have plastic lying all over the floor. But I don't want to say that.
So Liz Crokin, she decided to respond to what Trump said. This is on X. She said, President Trump talked about punching Joe Biden in the face today and breaking his fake nose. I dream of that. I hit him in his fake nose, Trump said. There'd be plastic all over the floor. Looks like the mask is coming off and the gloves too. And when you look at Biden, is it Biden? Because we know a lot of these people, they have doubles. We've seen it before. And are they using certain items to make it look more like Joe Biden by giving, you know, changing his nose a little bit, changing his chin a little bit? And it's starting to seem that way. But you make the decision, you look at the pictures, but it looks like Trump is saying that his mask is coming off and things are changing and people are seeing the true Joe Biden, just like they're going to see the true Obama, the true Hillary Clinton. I think people are already starting to see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Trump, he needs to appear in court every so often because he has all these different indictments. We know that these cases, there are no cases. They're just pushing this to interfere with the election, which Trump continually says. And what's very interesting about all this is, what do you think the people are learning? The people are learning the truth, because when they see the charges and they see what they're trying to do, they're not even making sense. And people are watching this all play out saying, what is going on here? This is truly election interference. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following, I will soon be leaving for the crooked Joe Biden's political opponent court in Lower Manhattan. I have a very partisan and angry judge, a corrupt attorney general, and I'm not allowed a jury trial under the statute they have chosen to use for the very first time ever. The good news that even the fake news is seeing is that the facts are all on my side. I built a great company, far bigger and stronger than anyone has assumed. This is a rigged trial right out of the Banana Republic, but sadly, it gives the Republicans the right to do the same thing when we assume office. Think about what he just said there. It gives the Republicans the right to do the same thing when we assume office. And remember, Crooked Joe Biden is the most corrupt and incompetent president in the history of the U.S. Very fertile ground there, but very bad for our country. This unfair political witch hunt is causing companies to leave New York at a record pace. They don't want this to happen to them. And he's absolutely right. The people are waking up and they're seeing the charges and they're going, this doesn't even make sense. Actually, they brought in Michael Cohen. You know, they get the guy that lied and then lied again and they threw him in jail for lying. Well, this is the guy they had he was the witness and he testified against Trump. Trump, he came out of the courtroom and he said He's a convicted felon for lying. He went to jail for lying. And this is their only witness? When you think about it, it's pretty amazing. And it is absolutely amazing. Then Trump put this out on True Social, and Dan Alexander was posting this on X, and he said the following. Trump's lawyer closes with a particularly damning example from 2019 testimony he gave to Congress. Question, did Trump direct you or Mr. Weisselberg to inflate the numbers of his personal statement? Cohen, I'm sorry. Did he ask me to inflate the numbers? Not that I recall. No. Then you have 18. Cohen then says he was lying under oath in that testimony before Congress. Alina Habba's questioning ends. The big takeaway, Trump's lawyers got Cohen to admit in open court that he lied under oath in another setting on multiple occasions. So this guy who's a liar, who was convicted for lying, they brought him as a witness and he lied again. I mean, is this a banana republic or what? It absolutely is. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is if you notice, we're starting to see a common theme here. The Republicans, the rhinos, they continually say that Trump is going to face jail time, that Trump, he's done things wrong and he's going to face jail time. Chris Christie is out there and he's saying that Trump is going to face real jail time. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the Republicans, they're telling people that Trump can face jail time. The Democrats are saying that Trump can face jail time. But when you look at Joe Biden, where you see 20 shell companies, money laundering, a loan that he can't show any evidence of as of yet, that he actually made a loan and it was being repaid, and he's not answering the questions about why he had presidential records when he was a senator, not one of these individuals, Democrats or Republicans, say, and I'm not talking about the Patriots, they haven't said, well, he could really face real jail time. Don't you find that interesting? Don't you find that the common theme? Actually, this tells you everything you need to know. It shows you the board very, very clearly. Because remember, the Patriots just got into Congress. They actually replaced the old speaker with their speaker, and now they're in control, which means everything's about to change. Just like it's changing out in Texas. They try to go after Attorney General Ken Paxton, but that completely backfired. And now he's going after the U.S. government, because Texas set up barbed wire and the Biden administration had them cut down the barbed wire. Now we have Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, Department of Homeland Security, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, among other federal agencies. And the lawsuit is saying, listen, you destroyed Texas property. We set up wire. We deployed it out there. You had people come in and they cut the razor wire and you destroyed our property and you reversed our policies. And this is what he said. Federal operatives have been implicated in not just destroying the barbed wire, but actively aiding thousands of undocumented aliens in their illegal crossing of the Rio Grande in Texas. Some agents have gone to the extent of facilitating these crossings by attaching ropes or cables to vehicles, effectively creating makeshift pathways up the riverbank into Texas. The agents have been cutting new openings in the wire fence, sometimes immediately after Texas officers have repaired previous breaches. By cutting Texas barbed wire, the federal government has not only illegally destroyed property owned by the state of Texas, it has also disrupted state border deterrence efforts, leaving gaps in Texas border barriers and damaging Texas' ability to effectively deter illegal entry into Texas. Absolutely. And now, Biden, DHS, they're on the hook. Remember, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they love to govern centrally. And they believe that's where the power comes from. But the power does not come from there. The power comes from we the people. It comes from the states. They tried to switch all this over time. Now it's time to switch it all back. And I do believe that is about to happen. And you could see every step of the way, the people are waking up, the people are seeing tyranny, the people are seeing the dictators, and they're seeing the criminals all at the same exact time, especially with war now being pushed out there. A lot of people are going to be waking up with this. And yes, people are going to say, whoa, look what they're doing right now. I thought they were on the side of good, but they're on the side of terrorists. This is absolutely amazing. And what's very interesting, at George Washington University, students projected pro-terror messages on campus buildings. Yes, George Washington, they respond to this. They're looking for these people. But think about this. Think about the brainwashing that went into the universities. It is now backfiring on them, and this is just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Just like everything's getting a lot worse for Hillary Clinton and the rest. Hillary Clinton, she was at a talk, and someone stood up and started to yell at her that, hey, you're funding these wars. We're heading towards World War III. We're going to be funding Palestine. We're going to be funding Israel. We're going to be funding Ukraine. We're going to be funding all this. And this is going to lead us to World War III. You're responsible for all of this because the people are no longer buying their lies. No, the people are no longer going with what they want. And this person wouldn't stop. And she was getting very pissed off, very angry. And the people, they kept pushing. Soon, these people will not be able to walk down the street. That reminds me of Post 3815. Down below it says, what happens when people learn the truth? What happens when people wake up? They will not be able to walk down the street, the Great Awakening. And it looks like it has already begun. And what's very interesting is we can see the fake news. They have been told not to call Hamas a terrorist group. Jonathan Turley put this out on X and he said the following. News outlets have instructed reporters not to call Hamas a terrorist group. Not only was Hamas previously defined as a terrorist group, but the acts define the actors. These were terrorist acts and those who committed them were by definition terrorists. But look how they don't want to use the word terrorist, which I find very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see how the deep state, how they're pushing war right now. They want Iran, they want these terrorists to attack U.S. soldiers. And yes, they're putting them right out in front so this happens. Remember, does the U.S. have to be there right now? Do they have to be so close? No, they really don't. Let Israel handle what they need to handle here. Let them go in and wipe out Hamas. Believe me, it won't take that long. But you could see that they're trying to delay this. They don't want it really to happen because they want some other incident to happen. And we could see already that the Pentagon right now admitted that 24 U.S. military personnel were injured during a drone attack. So where was Biden while all this was happening? Oh, that's right. He was on the beach taking a vacation. But you could see that everything now is moving forward, and you could see that they are deploying. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. The threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. That is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight is an all-in-one tactical flashlight with self-defense capabilities that anyone can use. This tactical flashlight boasts an ultra-bright 800 lumen light bulb with powerful strobe light modes designed to blind attackers while stopping them in their tracks, allowing you time to flee to safety. On top of that, the Fighter Flare flashlight comes with life-saving tools for a variety of life or death scenarios, especially in an extended or life-threatening power outage, including a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting modes, and more. The best part I love is that the Fighter Flare flashlight is 66% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including express shipping, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement, and access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter. Get yours now by going to fighterflare.com. That is fighterflare.com, or click the link in the description. Carrier strike groups, they're putting troops into position. They're getting prepared, and they want all of this around this area so something happens. And this is how they push war. Canagore the Great put this out and said the following. The Pentagon is deploying two carrier strike groups, 11 Burke-class destroyers, a number of Ticonderoga-class cruisers, amphibious assault ships, THAAD and Patriot missile defense systems, multiple squadrons of fighter jets, strategic bombers, and undisclosed assets to the Middle East. The Pentagon expects Iranian proxies to continue to target U.S. troops in the region and has already stated that they will respond decisively. What's the probability that this escalates into a war between the United States and Iran? Well, it looks pretty darn good. And it looks like they're absolutely pushing this. This is what they want to happen. They want a war. Remember, they're trying to bring us into World War III. Trump has told us that we're heading towards World War III, but he also told us that the infiltration of this country is much more worrisome than what is going on in other places around the world. DC Drano put this out and said, Biden is deploying a massive Navy contingent to the Middle East in preparation for possible war with Iran. Here's my prediction. Iran, or one of its proxies, launches a catastrophic attack on one of our ships, and boom, we're in a war with Iran. Now, we've seen this happen before where they did attack certain vessels or they came very close to vessels. Now, we'll have to see if this actually brings us into war, but this reminds me of Obama, and it looks like it's Obama 2.0, and it seems like we're headed in that direction. Because when you look at Obama's speech, you can see what he's really trying to say. In a statement that he published, Obama started with the familiar line that Israel has the right to defend its citizens and root out Hamas following its horrific surprise attack on October 7th. However, it didn't take long for Obama to shift gears. The third paragraph began, but even as we support Israel, we should always be clear that how Israel prosecutes this fight against Hamas matters. There's the shift. Israel has the right to respond to the brutalization of innocents, but by the fourth paragraph, the former president was finishing up with his condemnation of Hamas by saying its military operations are deeply embedded with Gaza, and its leadership seems to intentionally hide among civilians, thereby endangering the very people they claim to represent. Bad Hamas, right? That's what it looks like on the surface. The subtext suggests that for the Israelis to accomplish their goal, they will have to march into heavily populated Gaza and indiscriminately kill civilians. This, the Obama narrative seems to suggest, is unacceptable. No one wants to see civilians get caught in the crossfire except Hamas, which uses them as human shields. However, the Israelis aren't going to rape women and purposely murder babies. There will be a civilian casualty, but not by Israeli design. What Obama does not say is more telling than what he does say. He never says that Israel should do just what it shouldn't do. Attacking Gaza will mean the death of innocent Palestinian civilians, so don't do it. That would mean Israel would have to give up on rooting out Hamas. By the fifth paragraph, Obama geared up to give Hamas a ready-made excuse for its next terrorist attack, warning that any Israeli military strategy that ignores the human cost could ultimately backfire. Now, they did the same thing out in Ukraine. The neo-Nazis, they hid in malls, they hid in hospitals, they set up their bases, and every time Russia came in and they struck those buildings, they said, oh my God, they targeted civilians. The same thing is going to happen out there, which in turn is going to give the terrorists of this area the excuse to launch a terrorist attack, I do believe, in this country. And I think that's what Trump has been leading up to. And this is why Obama put this out. And actually, Biden was out there and he was letting everyone know that we've just drawn a red line. Now, Obama did this quite often with Syria, Ukraine, and everything else. Well, if you cross this red line, there's going to be a price to pay. And remember, who was controlling the Islamic State out in Syria? That was Obama. Who's controlling Hamas? You don't think it's Biden? You don't think it's Obama in league with the deep state players and all the rest? Absolutely. They want war. Kaneko the Great put this out and says, Biden warns Iran that the U.S. will respond to continued attacks on American troops in the Middle East. My warning to the Ayatollah was that if they continue to move against those troops, we will respond and we should be prepared. It has nothing to do with Israel, he says. Think about what he's saying right now. This is how they set up war. Think about going back to George Bush. You're either with us or against us. They needed the people to be with them to start the war, to start everything, and they used 9/11 to do this. The same thing is happening right now. They're following the same exact playbook. And that reminds me of Post 2458. This is November 7, 2018. Red line on the anniversary of Red October. Now, what are the odds of that? And remember, the red line is the absolute limit before retaliation is triggered, the point at which enough is enough. And it looks like they're drawing that line. But what's very interesting is that the Saudi crown prince says normalization talks with Israel can continue once the Gaza war has ended. Now, remember, they were in talks before to help the Palestinian people. And they're saying once you wipe out Hamas in Gaza, we can continue these talks to help the Palestinian people. And I do believe this is a cleanup operation. And on the other side with the deep state players, they want this to start World War III. Now, I do believe Trump set this up perfectly, and I don't mean him personally, but this was set up, and you can see that everything is going to lead back to Obama, because Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton, they're all connected to Iran. They're all connected to Uranium One. Where was this sold? To Russia? Was it transferred to Iran? Was it then transferred to North Korea? I do believe this is all connected, and everyone is going to see the connection once the truth starts to come out. And I do believe this is going to build as time goes on. And as Iran heats up, I do believe we're going to see other individuals like the Obamas come really into focus. But with everything that is going on right now, we see that another group, the liberal Jews, they are now starting to change course right now. And they're starting to open up their eyes and they're starting to realize what's going on here. And think about it. We had the Republicans all wake up and they could see the rhinos. They came to Trump's side. Trump got indicted. The black and the Hispanic population, they came to his side. Israel now is fighting with terrorists and they can see in this country what sides people are taking. And now they're waking up and you can see everything is changing. And I do believe as we move towards an economic crash and war, this is going to wake up the younger generation and it's going to bring them to Trump's side. I think in the end, when all's said and done, Trump is going to have the majority of the people. I wouldn't be surprised if he has 90 or 95% of the people on his side. And I do believe this is part of his plan to destroy the deep state players. And remember, going back in time, he let us know that all of this was going to happen. He even said that this war is going to be a war that we've never seen before. And it's going to be the N-word, which is nuclear. And what's very interesting is that Russia, they're going to start training on a nuclear strike. They're preparing for some type of nuclear strike, and they're preparing for this. And I do believe the deep state players, they have this in mind. And yes, as we go throughout all of this, we're going to see the nuclear angle really play up, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, because the American people, I do believe, they're going to be in the middle of this scare event. We're going to have a most likely a terrorist attack because of what's going out in Israel and Gaza with Biden and Obama giving this warning. I do believe this is going to kick off some type of attack here in the United States. The people are going to wake up in droves, and this is going to start the ball rolling as we approach 2024. Trump is going to continually be out there. Listen, people, we don't have to do this. I know the players, we can have peace. We don't have to have war. And you're going to hear Biden continually say, well, if you cross this line, if you do anything, we're going to respond. And you know what happens when you respond. They respond back. And then you end up in a war. This is what normally happens. And I do believe Trump, throughout all of this, is going to continually say, no, we need peace. We need peace. And I do believe the war is going to come here. Because if Biden does respond in some way, they're going to respond in another way here in the United States. And as we get closer and closer to the 2024 election, I wouldn't be surprised if other countries like North Korea starts to join in. And all of a sudden we have a cyber attack in the United States. Or some type of dirty bomb that they can simulate to make it look like a dirty bomb, to convince us that we need to go into Iran and North Korea and fight Russia and fight China. Because think about it, they did this during the Middle East wars. They said they had weapons of mass destruction. They didn't have it. They tricked us with 9/11 going into Afghanistan. They've done this many, many times before. So this is not going to be anything new. They did with COVID. They convinced everyone that, oh, there's a pandemic, when there really wasn't. And they told us that the bioweapon was safe and effective. Don't worry about it. Just take it. They always lie to the people. And now their lies are coming out. Look what we've come to find out with the bioweapon. Kim.com put this out and said, the secret vaccine purchase agreement that South Africa signed with Pfizer has been released. Unknown efficacy, unknown adverse events, unknown long-term effects, leaders around the world recklessly turn their citizens into lab rats by signing this garbage. Insane. So they didn't know what the long-term effects were. They didn't know what the adverse events were. And it was unknown efficacy. This is what the government signed. Now, did Pfizer actually know what they were? Of course they did. That's why they wanted to hide everything for 75 years. But the government signed it and they told lies to the people. The people took it, and now we're seeing people die suddenly at young ages. We're seeing people that have heart problems or scratches on their hearts. They're getting myocarditis. Basically, they used the human population as one gigantic experiment. And it looks like they wanted the population to die off. Why? Because their entire plan is what? The Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And just like that is all fake, the same thing with George Floyd. Because now from court docs, they reveal extreme and insane mob pressure on prosecutors in George Floyd case to charge cops despite no medical indication of asphyxia or strangulation. So there was a lot of pressure to say this is how it happened. Once again, we were lied to by these individuals. And really think about it. Going back to the very, very beginning, think about all the lies they told us. Think about how they shaped the narrative using their propaganda machine. They're doing the same thing with the war right now. They're shaping the narrative to make you believe something is going to happen and we need to respond and we need to go to war. Well, Trump is telling us the opposite. And actually, at this point in time, I think the people are starting to realize that these people who are part of the criminal syndicate, they are pathological liars. And they will continue to lie over and over and over. And they don't care. They don't care if the truth comes out later. Why? Because they'll just bring up another event to cover up that lie. Remember, liars lie and they continually lie to cover up their lies. They never tell the truth. And when people get too close to the truth, what do? They create an event. That's what they do. Now, the people, they're starting to understand that Trump is the truth teller. And all he has to do is continually tell the truth. That's his secret weapon. And as he continually tells the truth, people might laugh or say, oh, it's that he's crazy. But in the end, the truth will always come out and he will always win in the end. And the people are starting to realize all those people that are running for president, they're absolutely meaningless. Rasmussen reports, they said 52% of GOP voters want to cancel the debates. Is there any reason at this point to have the debates? Absolutely not. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Governor Newsom, you know, the guy that destroyed California, he had a surprise meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. Now, why would he be out in China meeting with the president of China? Is he preparing to throw his hat into the ring? Now, remember, there's going to be many, many people that throw their hat into the ring to run against Biden. And it looks like they're already preparing the entire path so they can bring in the person that they want. Think about what they're doing. Earlier this year, the DNC made South Carolina the first state on the primary schedule. New Hampshire wanted to remain the first state and said it would still hold the country's first primary. Under a Biden-backed plan approved by the DNC earlier this year, now, why would the DNC do this? Do they want to get rid of Joe Biden? I do believe so. Do they want a different candidate? I do believe so. South Carolina, and not New Hampshire, will be the first state to hold an approved Democratic primary. Even though New Hampshire's primary date has not been set, Secretary of State David Scanlon has already said his state will hold the first in the nation primary. That will make it non-compliant with the new DNC calendar, which could cost New Hampshire Democrats party delegates to the national convention next summer. Joe Biden will not be on the ballot to comply with these rules. Biden's absence in New Hampshire will create an opportunity for challengers to make headlines. Voters will still have the option of writing Biden's name on the ballot. So it looks like they can actually bring in other people. They'll have the opportunity to challenge Biden. And I do believe they're setting it up this way to bring in the change of batter. Now, is Newsom going to throw his hat into the ring? Most likely. We're going to see many other people throw their hat into the ring. But is Newsom going to be the final person? I don't believe so. I think they left this door open so they can bring another in. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But we could see today we have a new House Speaker, Mike Johnson. And it looks like Trump paved the way for him to win. And this is what he put out before the vote. Congratulations to congressional Republicans. Yesterday was a big and very important day. It gave us a quick and easy way forward with five candidates who are beyond reproach and represent the absolute best there is at the Republican Party. Even the fake news media is impressed with what took place yesterday, and more importantly, with the candidates themselves. Congratulations to Representative Byron Donalds, Charles J. Chuck Fleischman, Mark Green, and Roger Williams, and the ultimate winner of yesterday's vote by a significant margin, Mike Johnson. I'm not going to make an endorsement in this race because I could never go against any of these fine and very talented men, all of whom have supported me in both mind and spirit from the very beginning of our great 2016 victory. In 2024, we will have an even bigger and more important win. My strong suggestion is to go with the leading candidate, Mike Johnson, and get it done fast. Love, Donald J. Trump. And Republican Mike Johnson was elected as U.S. House Speaker. Trump said congratulations to Representative Mike Johnson. He will be a great speaker. Make America great again. And remember, this entire election just certified that MAGA is in control. Trump is the leader of MAGA. And a tiny little group who's part of MAGA went up against the Uniparty. They didn't back off. They didn't quit. They didn't buckle under pressure. They stood tall and they fought until they won. And now everything is about to change. And I do believe the timing is very, very interesting. Think about it. We're going into 2024. We know the central bank is going to be pushing central bank digital currency. Do you think this group is just going to fold and say, yes, bring it in. We're going to vote for it. No, they're going to push against it. We have war building right now. And do you think these individuals are going to say, let's go to war? Or are they going to say, well, let's hold back. Let's not vote for war right now. Trump is talking peace. Let's go with the peace angle right now. Maybe we can have peace and we don't have to go to war. Because remember, if the Uniparty was in control, you know we'd be in war already. So I do believe that this group of individuals, they are there to control what is happening. And especially when the economy completely and utterly falls apart. Because remember, the Uniparty, they love to give bailouts. They love to send money. And I don't believe these individuals are going to be sending money all over the place. Doesn't mean they're not going to vote to send money, but it's not going to be like what we saw. And I think it's going to be one bill at a time, which is going to change everything. Now, once again, if this individual doesn't work out, I do believe these individuals will push this individual out and get the right person in. And we'll have to see how this all plays out in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see the crazy judge Engoron. He has now fined Trump $10,000 because he violated the gag order. And he has warned that if he does it again, the penalty is going to be a lot worse. So is he saying the penalty in dollar amounts, or is he saying that he might throw him in jail? Because Trump did mention that he would definitely go to jail to save democracy. And what do you think is going to happen if he actually goes to jail? Because he's not allowed to speak out and use his First Amendment rights. You think the people of this country are going to go, holy crap, look what they just did to this guy. He's running for president. He's indicted. He's on trial right now, and he wants to speak freely. He has the constitutional right to speak freely, and they threw him in jail. I think the people are going to come to his side like we've never seen before, and I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is it seems that Jack Smith, he's continually leaking out information, and remember, the information that he leaks out and everything that he does doesn't mean that it's true, but that's the whole point of this. The whole point is to push out propaganda. And now this time around, they're pushing out propaganda that has to do with Mark Meadows. that Mark Meadows warned Trump about the 2020 election results being accurate. That is very interesting. Conservative Treehouse explains how this game is played. It's played with lawfare. Lawfare, in its most obvious construct, is not a legal approach per se. It is intentional manipulation of the legal system to create the optics around information that is intended to be used by the media to influence public opinion. That's what lawfare is all about, manipulating public opinion through leaks to the media. The leaks do not need to be truthful, accurate, or directly in line with the prosecution of the case. They're intended to exclusively to manipulate public opinion. Remember, on August 21st, in another ridiculous lawfare operation, Jack Smith told ABC that Mark Meadows testified that Trump never attempted to declassify any information. That report was transparently false, yet the media ran with it and multiple alternative media promoted it. And it was pure nonsense. In this latest lawfare effort, again from special counsel Jack Smith, again to ABC News, again about former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, the claim is the special counsel granted Mark Meadows immunity, that's the hook, that Meadows told Trump that the 2020 election was not rigged or stolen. Now, remember, Mark Meadows wrote about the rigged and stolen 2020 election in his book. So why would he undermine his own story by saying something completely the opposite to Jack Smith that is only coming out now? This lawfare story is all made up, fictitious, anonymous sources, manufactured to create a public impression. That's all they do. And they don't care how it turns out. They just want people to see it. And what's very interesting is Catherine Herridge on Twitter, on X, put this out and Trump retruthed it and says, and this is coming from her, I told ABC that their story was largely inaccurate. People will have to judge for themselves the decision to run it anyway. George Terwilliger, Mark Meadows' lawyer, to CBS News, responding to new reporting ex-chief of staff granted immunity, tells special counsel he warned Trump about 2020 claims. So this, again, is not an accurate story. It was made up. And you could see how this is all played out. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I don't think Mark Meadows would lie about the rigged and stolen 2020 presidential election merely for getting immunity against prosecution, persecution by deranged prosecutor Jack Smith. But when you really think about it, after being hounded like a dog for 3 years, told you'll be going to jail for the rest of your life, your money and your family will be forever gone, and you're not at all interested in exposing those that did the rigging, if you say bad things about that terrible monster, Donald J. Trump, we won't put you in prison. You can keep your family and your wealth. And perhaps if you make up some really horrible stuff about him, we may very well erect a statue of you in the middle of our decaying and now violent capital, Washington, D.C. Some people would make that deal, but they are weaklings and cowards and so bad for the future of our failing nation. I don't think that Mark Meadows is one of them, but who really knows? Make America great again. Then he said, Mark Meadows never told me that allegations of significant fraud about the rigged election were baseless. He certainly didn't say that in his book, and he didn't say it. It was made up, and they want people to think a certain way. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the election fraud case is coming up in Georgia, and as this approaches, we also have an 11th Circuit emergency writ, and they have accepted this, and they're going to hear the case to invalidate the fraudulent 2020-2022 elections. So an application to the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was accepted as a writ of mandamus through the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the writ of mandamus is something Justice Thomas can rule on independently, or he can forward it to the whole of the Supreme Court. The applicant is asking that Florida's 2022 general election be set aside and held anew. There is also room for the 2020 election cycle to be set aside as well, since the evidence shows the same uncertified and uncertifiable equipment was used in both election cycles. The same evidence proves that the whole of the election throughout the country were vulnerable to the same fraud, which allows Justice Thomas or the whole of the Supreme Court to set aside the results of the entire country for both the 2020 and 2022 election cycles. The 11th Circuit Court also covers Georgia. So this is going to be very interesting on how this all plays out. And I do believe as Trump produces the evidence in regards to election fraud, and you see these cases and you see election interference, I do believe the percentage of people that believe there's that the elections were rigged is building right now. And I do believe in the end, Trump needs this to move into the position that we need paper ballots, we need voter ID and one day elections. And once we have that, the people will accept what he needs to do. And it looks like the people are already starting to believe that there are problems with the elections and the elections were rigged, which means it's going to make it a lot easier for the Patriots and what they need to do as we approach 2024. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, 80% of Republicans and 64% of independents are joined by 55% of Democrats in the national bipartisan majority concern that 2024 will be yet another national election cycle affected by cheating. Or you can watch cable TV and stay oblivious to this and many other issues. So right now, 80% of Republicans, 64% of independents, and 55% of Democrats believe that something is going to happen during the 2024 elections, that there's going to be cheating involved. So if they believe there's going to be cheating, would they accept using paper ballots? Would they accept voter ID? Would they accept one-day elections? I do believe so. But once again, how do you get people to move towards that area where you can use all of this? Well, if there is an attack here in the U.S., some type of cyber attack where there's malware that's introduced, and it basically affects the election equipment, because we don't know which equipment's good, which equipment's bad. And we also know from the past that they didn't have virus protection and everything else, which I don't think was going to make a difference at this point. But you don't know what's working, what's not working. Can you make the case now that because of this, we need to do something different to have our elections? Now, remember, we had elections in World War I. We had elections in World War II. We had it during Vietnam. We always had elections. Now, I know the deep state players, they're probably going to want to postpone the elections. This is why this happened. But again, I think the people are going to be accepting to all of this. And they're going to say, yes, let's do it. Let's have paper ballots. We're all set up. We're ready to go. Let's do it. And I think we're going to head down this path. And this is going to be a lot easier for people to say, yes, let's do it. And again, when you see war building up and you see the Biden administration pushing war, you see Obama pushing war, it's not that far-fetched anymore because you could see it's building now out in the Middle East. Now, do I think this is going to spread over time? Yes, I do. I do believe that this is going to spread to other nations like maybe North Korea because Trump mentioned North Korea. And I do believe this is going to build up through 2024. So if there is some type of terrorist attack here in the United States, and then there's a cyber attack or maybe other attacks that there might be a little bit minor attacks happening, will the people be accepting to what happened to the election equipment? I do believe so. And I do believe we're heading in this direction. Now, there, something else might happen, but we could see that we are now moving in this direction, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe in the end, the people are going to have their voices heard. We're going to have the ability to vote where it's not manipulated. And I do believe Trump is going to win this time around. And I do believe in the end, what he really wants, I think he wants to show the deep state players, look, I have all the people with me. They told me they want this all to end. They want the treasonous criminals brought to justice. And I have their blessing. I can do this now. I have their permission. They want the country back. And I do believe this is what he's getting at. This is why he said we're heading towards the final battle. 2024 is going to be the most important election. And it is going to be the most important election. This is when we make that decision. It's either the deep state wins or we take back the country. And I do believe the people are now looking at the situation and they're saying, we're going to take back this country. And I do believe the Patriots, they planned this out from the very beginning and they're in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.